Welcome back, everyone. It's Anna.
And April.
And welcome back to Grounded.
Oh. I just laughed because it's just so funny how, like, I just notice my voice every time we start. It always just does that, and April, and it just, like, occurred to me that it's really bizarre that that happens. Anyway, today we have something really, really raw and
special.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect because it's something that we both had to talk about just last night, trying to get to the bottom of some things. And we have two sides of the coin to, like, in terms of what can happen in friendships.
Yes.
So how this all started was I was really stuck with this feeling, particularly around friendships, also plays out in relationships, but more so around, like, when people physically leave. Mm-hmm. And it stems back to, like, a best friend I had all throughout primary school. And long story short, we ended up in separate classes and our friendship changed. Mm-hmm. And I made up all this stuff around what that meant and pretty much felt like, I wasn't as close to that person anymore, kind of didn't know how to deal with that. And then, like, went into a decision of, right, well, clearly I am needy. And clearly, like, I shouldn't be feeling jealous of this person's other friends, but I do. And clearly I'm not good enough to be their friend anymore. Mm-hmm. So all these, like, awful things, and this is like year six, right? So I was like 11 or 12.
Yep.
And from Prime there, it's played out in other friendships. So for example, I have had a number of friends that I have been really close to. And I think we've spoken a little bit about this before, but not where we're going with it tonight. But just around the sense that you be friends with people and you're close to people and then all of a sudden, like, either something happens or you can't even think of what happens and it just changes and you're no longer that close anymore. And it's just something that you look back on after a couple of years and you're like, what did happen? Why am I not actually close with that person anymore? Like, what happened? Mm. And then there's friendships that have stayed around and you're like, well, then why isn't that consistent?
Yeah.
Anyway, I basically always would blame it on the other person, right? So it's always them. And I've just recently got that I'm the common denominator here. And I just can't believe it. So should I share any more details about that? Or what do you think needs to be said around the bigger picture?
Yeah. So on top of what you just said, right? Just to, like, amplify what happened last night.
Mm.
So April was basically just having, like, a mini breakdown because, she had that epiphany, like, oh my gosh, I've been the common denominator of this all. And this, and when we started off this podcast, we said that this podcast was going to be about having both sides of the story come up, right? So April's experience, how it's been others leaving her. And also, I have also experienced how it's like for someone to be jealous of me.
When you've made other friends.
Yes. And so, this is so unscripted. We don't know where it's going, but let's do it because it needs to be communicated. When that started happening, how I reacted to it was, it was like because I could clearly see her being jealous of, like, she was always just hanging around or, like, making it very clear that she wanted to spend time with me. For me as a friend, I really found that, like, really uncomfortable, number one. And number two, the reason why we started, like, quote-unquote drifting apart was because we were spending too much time together. And that's what she thought as well. So I was like, oh, okay, cool, I'll start making other friends. Like, I didn't make anything mean out of it. But
and you were also not, like, friendships over. It was more
definitely
just
not.
Like, yeah, see, that's the really important point too. But continue, we'll come back to that.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. This is so good. Yeah, and in time, it actually made her and I further, like, grow further apart because I was like, well, if you don't trust in our friendship, well, then what's the whole point? And also, like, I'm not going to be, like, the Good Samaritan here, but I do admit that I was like, oh, like, maybe this, a bit of, like, negativity also came around me and was like, oh, like, just let me be kind of thing, unfortunately. However, years passed and I really, and, you know, it really didn't bother me that much until I realized, well, wow, like, how did we drift apart? And that was when I realized, or like I inquired actually, of like, how did we drift apart? And it all just came back to like, just noticing both of us were always together, like no joke, like always together to the point we don't connect with others. And I respected that after I got really clear in that, that like that's why she started spending time with others. That was fine with me. I was like, oh, okay, well, then that's fine. Like, that's great. It's what happens after. Like, that wasn't, like, it didn't make sense.
Which is what?
Her getting jealous.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You thought you were on the same page.
Yeah.
Making other friends, but also still friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there was some jealousy around that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That was it.
I think that's, like, it's really interesting, and I love that a lot of the time we've got different ends of the, like, spectrum with perspective.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, in this same story, like, I was the person that, like, got jealous.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But how it played out, and I hate saying that, like, I hate to relate to myself as a jealous person because I'm like, no, I'm not. But when I look at my thoughts and my attitude and my behaviour, I was, like, covertly jealous. So I wasn't necessarily ever confrontational about it. Like, you don't want to be my friend anymore, why?
No.
And, like, I wasn't at all obviously jealous. But ultimately, like, punished the shit out of her because I was just like, well, stuff you. I'm not going to be a friend at all. Like, if you're... And this didn't last. We became friends again. And because she never knew that's how I felt either. See, so there's a lot of undelivered communication here. But as, like, a 11, 12-year-old, like, you don't know how to deal with that. And even some people in their 20s don't know how to deal with these changes in the friendships. Kind of like what we were talking about in our last podcast, when things change. Like, it can even be like that. But for me, I just remember the experience being really, like, making her super wrong because I thought, and this is where it's hard because we talk about ride or die friendships as well. And I just remember thinking, like, I thought, like, we were, like, besties, man. Like, what happened? But then I also think it's important to, like, not be fixated on one person. Like, it's not about that either. And I think that's where I went wrong is I was, like, super devo because I just thought we'd be that close forever. And the thing is, I made it mean that for us to be that close, she couldn't be that close to anybody else. That was my pitfall. So she'd make other friends. And like what you're sharing, that didn't change your friendship with her for you.
No.
Like for you, you were like, yeah, like I'm still...
In the back of my mind, like it's irreplaceable.
But that occurred for me as like, well, I'm not good enough anymore. You like that person better than me. And it come very, it become very competitive and very... like comparative. I'd be like, well, why does she want to hang out with them more than me? And it just like all this stuff that didn't really actually happen was going on in my head, and I pretty much made that mean, well, then like we can't be friends at all then. But I don't know where that come from, but I kind of was just like, well, I've got to now find another friend or do something about it because like clearly you don't want to be my friend at all. And then in other friendships, as in like as I've grown up and even in my 20s, like people have moved away and I have given up on the friendship. Like I'm totally like, well, you've left me. You don't seem to be keeping in contact with me. And it's all over there with them. Like I'm so not responsible for the friendship, which is a huge thing. I've just recently realized that I have an equal, like I'm an equal stakeholder in a friendship, and it also requires me, like, I think I just put it on them because they've moved away. Like, that's how I see it initially. Well, you're the one that's made the change. You have to maintain the friendship. And that's so not true. Like, that's not fair. People are allowed to do what they want with their life.
Do those thoughts pop up for you when it's not reciprocated? Like, you do something for them and then it's not met, or what?
Like, probably. Yeah, like, I think when I... have reached out to people and then, like, I don't hear back from them for ages or at all.
Mm.
And I'm kind of like, well, there's my evidence for, like, I'm not important to you anymore.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But because I know that's not happen. True. Like, I know that's not true either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think what will make the... And, okay, so the whole reason why we're bringing this up as a podcast is we want to give people access to freedom.
Yeah.
Meaning, whatever is authentic for you, right? So, for example, if you actually miss them...
Just
say something about it to them.
Yeah.
If you don't miss them, like, for example, you said there were some friendships where, like, oh, you know, you just didn't really bother or whatever. You just, it's different, right, with other people.
Mm.
But just be authentic to you. If you miss them, tell them. If you don't miss them, well, then don't make it mean anything as well.
Yeah, I just think it all comes down to, like, do you feel complete about it or not?
Yeah.
Like, is there something you did not say
yep.
that is bothering you?
Yeah, and if it's lingering, like, yeah. every day.
Because there's, like, a couple of friendships who fit both sides of that. Like, there are some that have, like, been a long time gone now that yep. I'm, like, I'm not attached to them anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm kind of, like, at peace with whatever happened. I mean, if I happen to bump into them...
Mm-hmm.
I might actually engage in a conversation like, hey, mm-hmm. like,
there's no hard feelings.
I do think about you and what happens. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel free to do that.
Yeah.
But there are definitely at least two people that come straight to my mind that I'm not complete with. Like, that I haven't spoken to them in such a long time. And it's not that we don't like each other. Like, if we, like, we still text occasionally, like, once a year or something when people are back in town or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel very incomplete because we went from being super close to then move away, and then it's like we've all just gone our separate ways, but without any communication around that. there's something else I was going to say in something you were just sharing. What did you just...
About being authentic to
So I've been thinking, like, the other thing that I got... in coming out of the breakdown last night and then when it kind of moved into, like, a breakthrough was that all of this stuff and all of this pain that I have attached with all this stuff around people leaving me, people, like, I'm not important to people or enough, like, all of that sob story stuff, and not that I'm not compassionate about that, like, that was real, but, like... And I get that for some people, that's what's probably real right now. Because it was real for me this time yesterday.
Yeah,
so don't get me wrong in, like, what I just said as in sob story. I'm not, like, now kind of making that wrong. But it's just, it just is now occurring as, what's that word? Like, ridiculous, but, like, what's that word?
Absurd.
Absurd, thank you. So it's just, like, occurring to me as absurd that that's how I've been living. And as I just said, like, literally this time yesterday, I was still living that way. So this has been literally something that has changed within the last 24 hours.
Mm.
But the thing that I got when I started looking around, like, the way I've been being and the way that this now frees up for me to be that I was not previously, like, if any of my friends would do something... That jealousy would show up nowadays as, like, I was not authentically happy for people when things would happen in their life. Like, and that's horrible to say because I would make that wrong. But, like, internally there'd be some resistance for, like, I don't feel like I can be happy for you.
For you, yeah. Which is real crazy. For me too. That's a really real thing.
Yeah.
I would definitely get jealous of people being successful because I'm not there yet.
Like anything. Or if they're doing something I want to be doing, or if they have something I want to have. And, like, that is not where I want to be coming from in a friendship.
As a friend, yep.
Like, no.
Totally.
And that's not what I want people to relate to me as in a friendship. Like, just no. Like, that's... that we have enough of that everywhere else in the world. Like, if you have that in your friendships, like, far out, we're in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
But not only that, but I also just did not feel like I was 100% in my relationships in terms of, like, being vulnerable and loving with people. Like, I definitely would have at least 5% reserved for, like, no one touches this because, like, I've been burned before.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, rather than risk that happening again, I just, no one gets to be with that part.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. Like, I actually don't know.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm now consciously, like, flicking a switch, but I just know I had that, like, bit of me that I would just reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know what it looks like, right?
This is funny you're saying this, because you know what popped up to me last night when you were sharing this? I was like, if you didn't get that breakdown and then the breakthrough, that was a predictable story between us. Like, no joke.
I thought about it.
Like, oh, well, you were sharing. I was like, fudge. Like, I am so glad you've gone through this breakthrough, because that literally would have happened between us.
Yeah.
Like, you would have, your mechanism would have created stories. Like, when I, for example, I'm going away to the US for 5 weeks, I make heaps of friends.
Yep.
More than likely, you would have had thoughts of like, Anna doesn't like me anymore. Yeah. Though. Like, she's replaced me. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm so glad for you.
I'm so glad too.
High five.
And for the first time ever, I feel like I'm listening to people and like you're, you know, in that group, because like I literally, you're the first person I've seen. Well, not the first person I've seen since last night, but like in terms of a close friend.
Yeah.
Like, and I just feel like I really get to be with you now.
Yeah. And celebrate.
Yeah. And like when you were saying that stuff about like a breakthrough you're gonna share, I was legit, I felt really happy.
I could see that, I legit was like
there's a lot of love there too. Like, I feel really, and it's like a new feeling. And I think when I started feeling that, I kind of backed away from it. I don't know if you noticed, but I noticed just sitting at this cafe just then. I fully sat down and was really like in it, but then I felt a little bit uncomfortable with that, and I felt myself kind of shift back for a second, and then realized I'd done that, and then was like, okay, what's going on? So it's going to be good. New territory for sure. And like a, it's muscle. It's going to take some time to actually have that be consistent and the norm. But I'm up for that. And the other thing as well that I now get is that I can be that way with everyone. Like, I can be happy for people. I can be loving with people. And I get to be free from that horrible fear of people don't love me or I'm not important to people. Like, that is just like, now that I just don't have to be with that anymore, I can actually just like be, I don't know, I think just, not appreciative, but like maybe grateful, just, and just be with like, nothing measures my friendships.
Totally got it.
Like, that's the best way I can put it. Like, it's not measurable.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Does that make sense?
Yep, totally. And you're, like, at peace with it as well. It's like, wow, like, there's no more stress, no more, like, thinking, oh, do they...
overthink and analyze.
Or, like, strategize things to make
them... Like, I just get that, like, you're my friend.
Yeah.
And, like, that's all. Yeah. Like, and there's what's... no if, buts, or anything about that. Yeah, so that's super exciting now that I've just, like, got all these awesome people that I can just be present to, like, how grateful I am to have them in my life.
Yeah, period.
Yeah.
Right? And you just, that's it, really. You become so much more present and grateful that you're alive, as corny as that may sound. Like, when you get... I think that's one of my definitions of success. When you get to that point where you are just living your life, no matter where you are, and you are so happy with, like, the littlest things. Like, that is definitely one of my, like, definitions
and
of success.
Like, your actual life, not the life you want to have.
That's right, like, with the present moment.
Yeah.
You just, like, you don't have to be anywhere, you don't have... any regrets about the past, you're just like, wow, I'm alive.
Yeah, and I love, like,
everything about it
right now. The other thing as well that I was thinking, I don't know if there's anything else you want to say before we wrap up, but I was just thinking, like, on the way here in the car, I was thinking, right, I made a commitment to reach out to those two people in particular, as well as a couple of others, to share what I've just got and to reconnect with them and to just create a new friendship with them now, because it will be like, so I was thinking, like, how does one go about that? Like, what do I say? Because what I don't want to do is like start with, so I've cut you off, because then if they haven't had that thought of like April's coming, because for them it could very much be like, oh, like, I'm still friends with April, I just haven't spoken to her in a while, but for me it's like, well, I don't really know if we're friends anymore, so I just didn't want to start a conversation creating like a, hang on, what are you talking about? So I had to think about this. I'm like, what would be a really powerful way for me to start this conversation, given I literally haven't spoken verbally, like we might have sent a text or commented or something really surface level, what would be like a powerful way for me to actually start this conversation, given it's going to be a bit out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this, and then I was like, yes, that is what I want to start with. So, and this is like why I'm sharing this, is it might give other people that have these types of people in their life that they're no longer feeling connected to reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking of sharing something along the lines of like, obviously like, how are you going, like finding out what's going on in their life and all of that. But then like when I get into the purpose of my call, just sharing like, hey, like, I've really got present to something lately that I had not seen ever before. And I really just want to apologize for giving up on our friendship.
Wow.
Like, that's where I feel really powerful and coming from, because A, that's me being responsible. And that's not making me wrong. Like, I used to think to say something like that, you're taking all the blame for something, and that's not at all what it is for me anymore. It's just being responsible. Because I did. Like, that is literally what has happened. Like, I did give up on the friendship. Regardless of what they've done or not done, I gave up on the friendship too.
I can imagine them asking, what do you mean? Because in their eyes, they may not even seem like you did anything.
And
that's
right. And I wouldn't just stop there. Like, I know I just stopped then, because I had to think about that for a second. But like, no. So I'd then go on to say, like, what I mean by that is, obviously, like, we had this amazing friendship where we would like see each other all the time. Like, we went to uni together. We'd go out together. I'd see them like every week, multiple times a week. And they were just like the go-to people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they both moved away, and like, this is what I'd share, like when you moved away at first, like we were still in contact and all of that. But obviously over time, like I just haven't made any effort to reach out to you anymore, because I kind of had this story around you've moved away and I'm no longer important to you anymore. But I get that that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to know that, like, our friendship, you know, is something that I look back on and think, oh my goodness, like, we had such an amazing time. Like, I have such fond memories of our friendship. And what I would love to create is reconnecting and being in each other's lives again, however that looks. Like, they're not physically able to be in the same location as me,
mm-hmm.
but being able to know that, like, we're still part of each other's lives, because at the moment,
mm-hmm.
that's not what is happening. Like, I don't know, and they don't know what's going on in
mm-hmm.
my life,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, so something like that, and just like then giving them the opportunity to express what it's been like for them, because I'm sure they probably have all this other stuff around what's happened mm-hmm. as well. Like, maybe there's something for them that I don't know about, because mm-hmm. I dare say they wouldn't know that's how I was feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were either thinking, wow, April's cut me off, like, what a bitch.
Well, you don't know that.
But that's it. Or they might have been thinking, like, yeah, like, we just don't talk as much anymore. Mm. Or they could be thinking something else. Like, I'm not going to try and make up what they're thinking, because I do that way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And it never gets me anywhere. So I'm just prepared to, like, and this is another breakthrough I got from this, sorry, now I'm distracted. Oh, it was just that, yeah, I can go into a conversation not attached to an outcome.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying, like, I'm just fully going in to express myself.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to force anything, mm-hmm. or I'm not going to analyze what might happen or what they might think or what they might say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Good job.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I shall report back.
Yeah, please. And yeah, we hope that everyone got something out of this, because it seems like a very common situation, very underground as well.
Mm.
And that's why we wanted to bring this up in the podcast, because no one talks about this stuff. They just let it fall away.
And who the hell would admit that they're jealous?
Go us.
Not me. Up until yesterday.
Yeah.
All right,
guys. Let us know how you go. We love you all. And talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.